Today is August 26, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover Meta's open sourcing of its 30 billion parameter Muse Glimmer model, a genomics researcher running a 40 billion parameter model on a laptop, and a Claude watermark that got broken within 24 hours of launch. Three stories that all point to the same conclusion about where your engineering dollars should actually go. Let's start with the number that should get your attention, 30 to 50%. That's the estimated reduction in inference cost when you move a workload from cloud API calls to on-device deployment, according to analysts discussing Meta's latest release. Now, that figure comes with a flag. It's an industry estimate, not a Meta-published benchmark, so validate it against your own token volume before you commit budget. But even as a directional signal, it's a boardroom-relevant number because it changes the economics of any latency-sensitive or privacy-constrained workload you run. Think field service, healthcare intake, financial advisory desks, anywhere a cloud round trip is currently the bottleneck. Here's the story behind that number. According to Mark Zuckerberg's essay, discussed on the Moonshots podcast, Meta has open-sourced Muse Glimmer, a 30 billion parameter dense model designed to run directly on device. The essay calls it the highest performing model of its size, and Meta has also confirmed that open weights for Muse Spark 1.2 are forthcoming. One of the panelists on that podcast made an observation worth sitting with. This leaves Meta as the only major frontier lab still pushing large volumes of reasoning tokens directly to consumers, now that OpenAI has pivoted its focus toward enterprise customers. So while everyone else chases enterprise contracts, Meta is making a different bet, that owning the on-device layer for consumers is the more durable position. For engineering teams, the interesting variable here isn't benchmark quality, it's deployment topology. A 30 billion parameter dense model that runs locally, on a chip you already own, doesn't just save on API fees, it removes the network hop entirely, which is what actually kills user experience in latency-sensitive settings. If your product roadmap has anything touching real-time decisioning at the edge, this is the kind of shift that should trigger a re-architecture conversation, not a footnote in next quarter's planning doc. Now, more importantly, this same commoditization pattern isn't limited to consumer AI. It showed up this week in biotech, in a way that should reframe how you think about compute budgets generally. Imad Mostak told the same panel that he personally ran Evo 2, Stanford and the Arc Institute's 40 billion parameter open source genomic model, trained on roughly 1 million genomic strains, on his own MacBook. Sit with that for a second. A model that used to require a specialized compute cluster is now a laptop job. That's not an incremental efficiency gain. That's a collapse in the capital requirement for a whole category of scientific computing. Building on that, Naveen's read on the panel is the strategic thesis your board actually needs to hear. Once model weights commoditize, and they clearly are, fast, competitive advantage shifts away from the model itself and toward whoever owns the workflow embedding and the proprietary interaction data sitting on top of it. That's the lens to apply before you greenlight any roadmap item that justifies its budget line with the phrase, "We have the better model." Increasingly, that's not a moat. It's table stakes. The strategic play for your board is this. Stop funding model quality arms races and start funding the two things that don't commoditize: the proprietary data your workflows generate and the depth to which your product is embedded in a customer's daily process. Those are the assets a competitor can't just download off Hugging Face next quarter. There's a third data point this week that adds urgency to that thesis, and it's about trust infrastructure rather than model capability. Commentator Michael Angel Duran reported that Anthropic's new invisible watermark for Claude outputs, designed to let anyone verify whether a piece of text came from the model, was circumvented within 24 hours of its launch. 24 hours. That's not a minor patch and fix story. That's a signal that provenance and audit tooling is currently running well behind the pace of the models it's meant to govern. More importantly, for any organization thinking about compliance, IP protection, or content authenticity commitments to regulators or customers, this is the risk side of the same coin. As the underlying models get commoditized and cheap to deploy anywhere, the ability to prove where a piece of content came from or prove your own outputs weren't tampered with becomes a differentiator in its own right. If your compliance roadmap treats watermarking or provenance tooling as a someday problem, this 24-hour turnaround is the evidence that says move it up the priority list now. On the tooling side, there's a parallel thread worth a quick mention. The AI coding agent stack for front-end prototyping continues to mature quickly, with practitioners from major engineering organizations building increasingly capable workflows on top of these commoditized models. The details are still emerging, but the direction is consistent with everything else in this briefing. The tooling and workflow layer is where the real engineering investment is heading, not the underlying model weights. So here's the risk and opportunity pairing to carry into your next planning cycle. The opportunity: on-device and open-weight models are collapsing your compute costs, potentially 30 to 50% on inference, and turning cluster-scale genomics into laptop-scale genomics, freeing capital to reinvest in the data and workflow assets that actually compound. The risk: your provenance and audit tooling is not keeping pace with how fast these models are being deployed and circumvented, and a 24-hour watermark break is a preview of the kind of exposure that shows up in a customer contract dispute or a regulatory inquiry before it shows up in a security review. Fund the moat that's actually yours, the data and the workflow, and don't let the audit layer become the thing nobody budgeted for. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.